Courtney Radcliffe is a final year student at the New Zealand College of Chiropractic. Each year they send their senior students out on the road, and it's a koha chiropractic clinic that is again being held this year at Te Puia Marae. Over the years we've met a number of our chiropractic students who have looked forward to the opportunity to take their skills onto a marae, and it's great to have Courtney Radcliffe, as I say, final year student with us today. She's doing just that. Coming up, Courtney, tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us on Radio Waitea.
Oh, kia ora. Thank you so much.
It's good to catch up with you. What drew you to chiropractic studies, Courtney?
I've been seeing a chiropractor since I was 9. My mum originally took me to help with asthma. She heard it might be helpful. And then I've just always continued going because I know that it helps my brain and my body stay connected and me function at my very best. And that's what we want for everybody.
It sure is. You've taken on the study. How long are your studies to become a chiropractor, Courtney?
Well, it's a really big course. It's 5 years in total. A lot of science, anatomy, physiology, that sort of thing. But then also being at the New Zealand College, we're hands-on from the moment we get here, learning to check each other and feel how our spines function, and then understand how to check and adjust people as well. And then for the last 2 years of our course, we have a centre, chiropractic centre at the college, but then we also have the Te Puia Marae that we can go there every second week. It's usually on, and then people can come and have a taste of chiropractic. And we've had a lot of people who've been going for years there, which is awesome.
Yeah, well, that's what Te Puia have hosted this koha chiropractic clinic for a long time now, and people go along and have their spinal issues assessed. You pay what you can afford, really, but it's a nice opportunity to for those of you who will one day be our chiropractors, Courtney, to be comfortable in a Māori setting, marae. It's a beautiful marae, Te Puia, but also to, I guess, remind Māori that chiropractic skills can be part of their lives as well. What's the impression do you get that Māori have of chiropractic work?
Even at the centre that we have at the college, we definitely have, we have Māori students. We also have Māori people who come to our centre at school. But then obviously the marae gives them a place that's really familiar to them and maybe closer to their homes, for instance, and they can come with just giving their koha gift for the services. And it means that it aligns really well with the Māori health model of being very holistic and engaging with the community, as well as them taking care of themselves, all of us taking care of ourselves, which is fantastic. And it just gives everyone a chance. It's obviously helpful for us as students to get more hands-on practice and also exposure to lots of different people and culture and learn how we can work well together. Plus, it's also obviously going to be great for the individual who's getting care, who don't have to have pain or discomfort or anything. They can just want to improve their health and well-being.
Look, it's an age-old practice, and chiropractic practice, but it has also been discredited by some aspects of Western medicine. We're not unfamiliar with that too, because our rongoā Māori was dismissed, in fact discouraged from even being practiced as well, but it has survived. What would you say of the correlation between those things, the fact that, you know, Western doctors, health systems sometimes are being dismissive of rongoā Māori as they have been of chiropractic work?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, chiropractic's been around for over 100 years and has had quite similar challenges, especially from that really traditional medical model and that idea of holistic natural health without medications and things like that. So chiropractic really looks at it really similarly to that traditional Māori healing, and we do learn a little bit about that at the college. We're exposed to the awesome traditional stories of Māori culture, which I'm really appreciative to learn because I'm originally Australian with a Kiwi mum. So I grew up not in this education system, and it's been awesome to sort of have more exposure to that and really understand how well chiropractic does align with that sort of Māori vision. I love that side of it.
Well, Courtney, I want to wish you the best. When are you guys actually heading down to Te Puia? As I say, I'm familiar with the team going there. They've been doing that for years in their last year of chiropractic study. Well, when are you guys heading there?
We're definitely there this Friday, and then we're usually there every second week. They have a Facebook page, so people can keep track of it that way. You can see which specific Fridays we'll be there, and we're there from 4 till 6, and just anybody can turn up at any time during that time bracket, and we'll get checked. We also have a couple of chiropractors who are out in their own professional practices, and they watch and mentor the students the whole time, so you're getting multiple sort of degrees of expertise from all these different chiropractors, which is also a real benefit. You're getting a huge amount, wealth of knowledge. So every second week, this Friday definitely on, and there's usually sort of 2 to 3 students and then a couple of our mentors as well. So yeah, it'd be great to have anyone who wants to come down. We'd love to get more and more people checked.
Yeah, well, and I respect that it's been helpful to you over your life, and why wouldn't you be attracted to study something that's been of great benefit personally? It's been nice meeting you, and that's Courtney Radcliffe. As mentioned, 4 till 6, Te Puia Marae Friday. Just go on in and take a little koha in, and these guys will help if they can. It's great to spend some time with you, Courtney. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us today on Mātea.
Thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing people.
Thanks, Courtney. See ya.